When it rains in Jakarta, the entire city grinds to a standstill. Passersby huddle under street vendors' awnings, while young men, bare-chested and barefoot, spring up from nowhere to direct the barely moving lines of cars away from the most rapidly flooding streets. For 2.5 million inhabitants of Jakarta, floods are a plague during the rainy season. Muharni, a 40-year-old housewife, has to battle against rising water at least once a week.
Lelahnya dari pagi kan masuk kan air. Sore kering, malam udah ketimpah lagi.
She says there's nothing she can do about it except pile up all her possession on top of tables and chairs and watch the filthy water invade her home. She fears her 3 children could get ill from dengue fever or diarrhea. The rainy season is drawing to an end, but it does not mean Muharni's worries are over, because her community, like all the coastal neighborhoods, gets flooded not only by rains, but also by the sea's high tides. The predicted rise in the sea level in the coming years could make things worse. However, Andrew Ham, lead infrastructure specialist in the World Bank, says global warming is but a minor aspect of the problem.
We're predicting a 5-centimeter rise by... I don't know, we can give a 2025 date, if you will. Jakarta itself sinks by, on average, 5 centimeters per year. Jakarta is sinking for a very straightforward reason. It's because of groundwater extraction. This type of groundwater extraction drains the aquifers completely, and it creates a vacuum, and the weight of the buildings pushes down, and it fills the cavity of the aquifer, and therefore Jakarta sinks.
60% of Jakartans are not connected to the water grid, so they do not have much choice but to pump underground water for their personal use. Some areas in the capital have already sunk more than 2 meters. Cipinang Besar's neighborhood has been affected for years.
Jadi gini, kenapa mereka tidak mau...
Khakhmat, a local leader, says that in 2002, a neighbor mother and her baby died during flash floods. But despite this, leaving the neighborhood would not be an option for him. He needs to live close to his work. Each year, waves of migrants like Khakhmat flock the ever-growing metropolis. By 2025, it is expected to include 35 million people, a 50% increase from today. Hung Ju Ham says this is a dangerous trend.
Jakarta floods is man-made phenomena. Enormous population strains really affects it because people build lots of buildings, impervious roads, especially upstream.
Upstream from Jakarta are the volcanoes of the Puncak Pass, a green and beautiful mountainous area, rapidly clogged up by luxury villas built by the Jakarta elite. Jakarta is stuck between 2 walls of invading water, the sea in the north, where the tides nibble the coastal area, and the rains that gush down the mountain slopes into Jakarta's flat land in the south. The city was designed to cope with the floods. The Dutch colonists built an intricate web of canals to divert the excess water towards the sea, but those canals are clogged because of a lack of maintenance. Jakarta just started an ambitious anti-flood program. Its first step is to dredge those canals, a simple measure that could protect up to 1 million people from the floods. The Mangadua Canal will be the first one to be cleaned. But Timo Worm, a Dutch engineer who came here to train Indonesian technicians, acknowledges that this simple anti-flood measure will be difficult to accomplish.
The situation looks very bad. When we are dredging, over 50% is garbage. You don't see that in Holland. That is basically mud, sand, clay. When we are working, a lot of people watch and they say, ah, good job, good job. But on the other hand, they still throw the garbage before and after our boat, they throw it in the water. So it's kind of a mixed feeling.
According to the World Bank, Indonesia needs $5 billion to solve the flood problem. However, Hong Ju Ham says even that much money would be useless if it does not meet a strong commitment from the local government.
Political will, a need for action, and a public that wants to see the government deliver. Those 3 combinations really creates a strong force to do something about the floods.
Are you optimistic it can be solved?
Cautiously so, yes.
The good news is the rainy season is drawing to an end. For the next 6 months, Jakarta will remain dry, at least in the neighborhoods that are not too close to the sea. During this time, most of the canals should be dredged, so the next rains should not be as bad. That is, if the programs goes according to plan. Selena Nurin for VOA News, Jakarta.